For today's first feature, Louisa Baldwin spoke to Norwich Theatre Royal panto and former Hollyoaks star Drow Trasini about how his famous father inspired him to take to the stage and about his Norfolk roots. The feature is read by Sue Potter.
Drow Trasini will provide comic relief in this festive season's panto, Cinderella, as her loyal friend Buttons, a role he admits is easy to play, as he is used to being in the friend zone. Whilst he used a different surname to his father, something he admits is to avoid expectation. Within a few minutes of meeting him, it's clear exactly who his dad is, with the same razor-sharp wit and exaggerated hand gestures. Drow Trasini is every bit Joe Pasquale's sons. I'll bet his pitch is about an octave lower, and since being born at the James Paget Hospital in Gorston in 1988, he has gone on to have a successful acting and comedy career. Alongside 15 pantos in his adult life, he also portrayed Dennis Savage in Channel 4's soap, Hollyoaks, and young audience may recognise him as one of the presenters on CBBC's The Diginas, or The Diginas. Meeting him in the stalls of the Theatre Royal, he is a bundle of energy and warmly greets me, and it's clear he doesn't take any of his jobs for granted and genuinely loves panto. The interview was laced with self-deprecating humour, and although he has big boots to fill as he is taking over from Ben Langley as the comedy character this year, who proved popular with the audiences, he only feels pressure in the terms of making sure it is an amazing show. Who do you play in Cinderella? I play Buttons, who is basically the friend zone with legs and a face, and I don't have to act too much, as I've been in the friend zone for 31 years, and it's lovely. Have you ever had a lot of experience doing panto? Yes, I think I spent more time in panto than I did at school. This is my 15th one as a grown-up, and I did my first one when I was 3 and I loved it. My first panto as I grew up, I played Peter Pan, which is ironic, as he shouldn't be, but I was. And then, before that, I was Lost Boy for quite a long time. Not literally, I had a home. What was it like growing up with Joe Pasquale as your dad? I had no other frame or reference. He was just my dad, so it was just the same as anyone else's dad. It's a plumber, and they didn't really watch them doing the plumbing. It was like that if plumbing was jokes in front of many people. I didn't really know anything else. It was fine. He was there sometimes and he wasn't there others. How did he inspire you to get into comedy? I think whatever I wanted to do, my family would have supported me. It just helped that it was exactly what my family did, and I used to watch Dad in the wings. As I got older and less, I worked like him, but there are things in my body and in the way I move that I can't control. It is creepy and uncomfortable for me to watch, as I think I'm just my dad all of the time. What do you remember early in Norfolk, in your early years in Norfolk? I was born in Yarmouth in the James Paget Hospital, and then I lived in Hopton Holiday Village, which was very pleasant. I believe it may not have been, and I've blanked it out. Do you come back here often? None of us live here anymore, as everyone moved back to Kent and London. But I like it, and the people are always nice. The comic character was previously played by Ben Langley. Do you feel pressure taking over the comedy role? I'm not a comic and never profess to be one. I'm just me. So I think the downside of doing my part is that I don't get to work with people like Ben, who is a really nice bloke whenever I've met him. There is a bit of pressure, but no more than normal. There is a standard that has been set at the Theatre Royal over many years, and I think that the pressure on everyone to keep it up as a cast. You also appear in Hollyoaks. What were your highlights on that show? It sounds weird, but my wife died in a bomb. That was good. It was a highlight, as I was busy for a week in a show like Hollyoaks. If you don't have a draw line, it's quite a struggle to get meaty storylines. So I didn't really have any part from that one. I made some really good friends up in Liverpool, and again, it wasn't plain, it was an accident, planned, it was an accident. My entire career has been an accident, which is great. Do you get frustrated sometimes you don't get cast as the love interest? I know what side my bread is buttered, and I'm all right being the one who is a bit of an idiot. I was going to get hair transplant, but then I thought it was a lot of money and people like me shouldn't have hair jobs, and by doing that I would minimise my casting bracket. The funny guy has a scalp with lots of skin. You use different surname to your father. Why is that? Absolutely. My name is literally Joe Pasquale, and I didn't want the expectation, and if I'm there on the list, I've got something to live up to. My great-great-grandfather is from Sicily in Italy and was an idiot. And when he moved to England, he filled out his citizenship form wrong and put his last name as the first name. First name as the last name and the last name as the middle name. So was Joe Tassini Pasquale rather than Pasquale Grigepso Tresini. So I asked my granddad what our original family name was when I was looking to change mine, which he said was Tresini, and I thought, great, and changed it. A couple of years ago, when we emptied out the house because he went into a home, we found out it was actually Trentuliana. Granddad had just forgotten and made a noise, and that is my name now. How often do you get time to spend with your dad? Now I'm down south. I'm available to see him more, but we still don't. And as we are both better in small doses, and if we spend too much time together, although we love each other very much, we may hurt each other with words. So we try to minimise it in a phone call or every day and see each other once or every other week. Why should people get tickets to come and see Cinderella? Panto gets a bad rap sometimes, but they shouldn't. For many people, they wouldn't go to the theatre without it, and I'm lucky I get to do it every year. Cinderella is definitely the best panto, and you'll really, really feel at the Theatre Royal that everyone is excited about the show. Cinderella runs until January the 19th, and you can purchase tickets at thetheatreroyal.co.uk by phone on 01603 630000 or in person at the box office.